Good morning, and welcome to worship on this first Sunday of Advent, one of my favorite seasons. We are now dressed in blue. We have our Christmas tree up, and here we are. We're in the season that we feel is darkness because outside it gets so dark, but yet we are in the season of light. And so during this Advent season, we can celebrate that light of Christ that is breaking into the world, doing incredible, wonderful things. So welcome to all of you who are worshiping today in person. Welcome to those who are worshiping with us online. Welcome to those who are worshiping with us for the first time. If you're a first-time visitor, please fill out one of the pew cards and state who you are, and we can get to know you better. You can place that into our offering plate at the time of offering. On Wednesday, we begin our Advent worship services, which are beautiful. I really hope you can come out and celebrate with us this Advent season on Wednesday evenings. Worship is at 6:30. We do have soup suppers at 5:30. So please come and join us for dinner, 5:30, then stay for worship at 6:30. If you are a prayer pal of one of our confirmation students, you can choose to have your prayer pal discussion either during soup supper at 5:30 or stay after worship. If you have questions about the prayer pal ministry, you can see Pastor Courtney, and she will gladly share with you a little bit more information about that. This year, we always at Good Shepherd choose an organization that we're going to be giving our gifts to, our Christmas gifts to. This year, we have chosen Lewis House. Lewis House, there are two locations. One is in Hastings and one is in Eagan. And it is a transitional housing program for those families who are escaping domestic violence. So we are choosing to give gifts to the children who are escaping domestic violence, especially the babies and the preschoolers. So on our social ministry table, which is right by the tree outside there, you can see a list of things that we are collecting. If you would purchase one of those and bring it back and put it under the Christmas tree or one of those bins, we would be grateful. And I know Lewis House would be grateful as well. If you are choosing to give a Target gift card or an Uber gift card, make sure you give those gift cards to one of the staff, and we will make sure they get locked up in the office versus putting those under the tree. And then my last announcement is about Karen Davis. She is our director of children's ministry. You often see Karen coming in with the children. So she is a contracted staff member, and so her contract ends December 31st. So she is going to be stepping away from employment here at Good Shepherd. However, that bums you out. Yeah. So listen to the however. However, Karen is going to stay on and be one of our volunteers, but she just won't be around as much as she usually is. So we're going to celebrate Karen's ministry with us on December 18th, which is also our Christmas program. Let us now begin worship with our call to worship.
The God who makes us feel safe is the God who gives us hope. Today we light the first Advent candle, the candle of hope. In this Advent season of waiting on the Lord, we trust the Lord's goodness. We rely on God's mercy. We find shelter in God's steadfast love. In this Advent season of waiting on the Lord, we walk in the Lord's ways. We follow God's example of love. We keep our covenant promise. In this Advent season of waiting, remember your love. Remember each one of us. Remember your people everywhere. In this Advent season of waiting, Lord, we wait for your salvation. We wait for your leading. We wait for your coming. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your lights appear. The evening is advancing, and darker night is near. The bridegroom is arising, as soon is drawing nigh.
God who is there when you feel safe, brave, or loved, is here with you now. Grace and peace to you from our God who is hope. Let us pray together. God of glory, we know that you are coming at an unexpected hour. Come to us now in spirit and truth. Take us up into your presence. And with hopeful expectation of the peace, love, and joy you bring, make us ready for your reign. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Those who are able, please rise for our gospel acclamation.
Is there room in your heart?
Bible reading is from the Apostles' Letter to Rome, Romans chapter 13. Paul writes, "Besides this, my dear friends, you do know what time it is, how it is now, the moment for you to wake up from your sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, my friends, the day is very near. So let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on, dear church, the Lord Jesus Christ." The word of the Lord. Please be seated. That hectic travel season is now upon us, which means reporters are lined up at the busiest airport terminals to report how quickly travelers are moving or not moving to their holiday destinations. If you have traveled over the weekend, you may recall how you stood in that machine and your hand was up. You know, you got your hand zink, zink, right? Well, there was this reporter, Tom, who was standing in one of those machines, the full body scan, and he reports that TSA is reporting that they are having much more efficiency by doing this stripping down of our bodies without us taking off a single stitch of clothing. Tom the reporter says the intensity and wavelength of light powerfully reveals everything that needs to be seen, right down to one's skin, leaving nothing on the body to remain hidden. Feels pretty good about that, huh? Right? Yeah. Well, then the camera moves to Tom putting on his shoes, and he says back to Maggie in the studio, and Maggie says, "Thank you, Tom. I am so glad that the full body scans are only skin deep and that that light cannot penetrate into my thoughts on a busy holiday season." Now, I think we would all agree it is really good that the full body scan's light does not reveal to the TSA what is on our mind, what is in our hearts, nor can it reveal our intentions or our desires or our hopes or our fears. It can't even reveal, I don't think, the lumpy, blumpy flab that's hanging over your belt. Thank the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul, he is talking today to all of us about a light scan too. But it is the sort of light scan that does get below the surface. And he calls this the light of Christ. Paul declares that Christ's light that breaks into the darkness can reveal everything about us. You see, there is no compulsion that we have that is dark enough. There's no desire buried deep enough. No motive mass thick enough that is not exposed by Christ's light. Christ sees it all. Likewise, there is no act of love too small and no words of forgiveness too soft, no feelings of compassion too subtle, not to be caught by the glimpse of Christ's light. The light of Christ lays bare everything. Everything that's within us. Now, before you get too uncomfortable on this first Sunday in Advent, when we celebrate this Christ light scanning the world, know this. Christ's response to what Christ sees within us is not to declare judgment. Thank the Lord for that. It's not to pronounce doom. Yes. And not even to laugh at us when we are embarrassed. When the light of Christ scans our whole being, it is in love. And it is distributed evenly with a lot of forgiveness, a whole bunch of mercy, and a vision of our potential. When Christ lights upon us, Christ shows, reveals our potential, what possibility we have. So Paul then says, this is what Christ's light does for you, O believers. So, in turn, we believers are to wake up and put on Christ a similar light so we can scan others in the same way he does, with love. And when we do, we will undoubtedly reveal one's heart and one's mind. So when we look at our neighbor with the light of Christ gleaming in, we can actually see a child of God's potential. Now, mind you, this is not a scan of efficiency like TSA. When you and I scan others, it's going to take some time because we are not to scan someone up and down, get a hasty first impression, decide whether or not in that first look, whether we're impressed by what lays in the surface. We're not to just look at someone like Kendall and say, "Ooh, nice suit." Although it is nice, Kendall. All right. But we got to move from there. We can't just say, "Oh, they must have some money." We can't dismiss them because we have this impression that they might be poor or they don't have the sort of status we would desire. Do you ever do that? Do you ever look at somebody and quick judge them? Come on. I do it all the time. I do. I can't help myself. Someone told me once, when we do a scan like Jesus, though, it is like putting on a pair of respect spectacles. All right? Not a first impression, but really put on respect spectacles. That's what a pastor friend told me. And so then I got to thinking, I got to look up what this word respect is, because I love words. And so I did some digging, and the origin of the word respect actually means the action of looking back, to consider again. So I could have a first impression of my friend Kendall sitting up there all dressed up nice and sweet. But when I put my respect spectacles on, I got to turn again and ask myself, I wonder what Kendall's story is. See what I'm saying? Respect is looking back, taking another glance, setting aside what I first might see and think about someone. Paul calls this putting on Christ. Putting on Christ, who teaches us to look again and again, to look beyond our critical sizing up and breaking down, and to use our respect spectacles to see and to receive every person with all of the potential they bring. Now, I think it's Mother Teresa who said this. I saw it on a plaque once, and I think it was her, but I can't say that for sure. But she said, I think it was her, if we judge people, we have no time to love them. This is someone I know who woke up every day and put on Christ. And she is encouraging us, after we do our instant scan and say something about them in our head, to turn back one more time and say, there's got to be more to that person's story. Is this easier said than done? Oh, yeah. Is this a little idealistic in this crazy world? Mm-hmm. But can we just imagine for one moment during this Advent season what it would mean for every one of us believers sitting in this pew if we were to put on our respect spectacles, just us, to look through a lens of love so that we can see what Jesus sees. And he sees humanity's potential. True story. Years ago, there was a sociology professor at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore who assigned his class to interview 200 boys in the poorest area of Baltimore, known as the hood. And he said, on the basis of your findings, students, I want you to predict the future of these 200 boys. Now, they went out and they were shocked at what they saw in what they deemed as the slums. The students estimated that 90% of the 200 boys interviewed would someday serve time in prison. Well, 20 years later passed, and this same sociology professor asked his current student, another class, to go and locate the survivors of those 200 boys and compare what happened. So according to the student data, of the 175 boys they were able to locate, only 4 ever did time in jail. Why? Why had the predictions by the earlier class proven false? Well, apparently the current students located one common denominator. Over 130 of the boys stated they had the same high school teacher a Miss O'Rourke. And when asked to tell us about Miss O'Rourke, they said there was just something about her that changed my life. She was an influence. Well, the sociology professor said, we got to find this lady. So they went on a hunt. And after a long search, they did find Miss Sheila O'Rourke in a nursing home in Memphis. So students sat down with her and they said, can you please explain what we're seeing? And she looked at the students that were asking this question with puzzlement. She says, I have no idea what you're talking about. All I did was love my students. They had so much potential, you know. That is scanning others with Christ-like light. She could have said, these boys, these students are trouble. But she said, I just loved them. They had so much potential. And when someone sees your potential, you tend to rise up. This is waking up every morning and putting on a pair of respect spectacles. It is like you and I waking up before our feet hit the ground, saying, God, will you shine a light today so that I might scan every person I encounter with a little respect. Help me, God, to look at them again and again until I no longer see what is skin deep, but really see them as you see them, God, a precious child of yours with great potential. Amen.
As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for hope.
Oh, Emmanuel.
God of all, your children everywhere cry out for your mercy. Awaken the church to the urgent needs of our time. Break down barriers and unite people of all faiths in your redemptive and healing work. God of wonder, the earth's beauty and abundance is your gift. Teach us your ways of sharing resources and caring for life. Guard fragile habitats and preserve wild places. God of peace, help us to be our weapons and to tools for serving our neighbor. Strengthen the resolve of all who work for an end to war. We pray for lasting peace in Ukraine, Iran, and in the Holy Land, the land of Jesus' birth. God of loving kindness, you desire fullness of life for everyone. Fill those who hunger, comfort the grieving, and attend to those near death. Bring help and hope to anyone who are sick or in need of your care, especially Renee Olson, Patty Smith, Doug Piper, Bob Piper, Tom Dokuhl, Joan Joslick, Amanda Oster as she grieves the death of her father, Joyce Vogt grieving the death of her mother, Linda Prokop grieving the death of her husband Don, and all those who are grieving the loss of loved ones this holy season. Loving God, during this time, we lift to you all of those who we hold in our hearts. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, Emmanuel.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this," Jesus said, "and remember me." And then after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin." And Jesus said, "Do this and remember me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts from God for you, the people of God. All are invited to receive. Please be seated. Please note that we do have a gluten-free option for bread. So if you want that, indicate that to one of the pastors. We have non-alcoholic wine, and then in the center is juice. And I cannot state enough that all of you are invited to receive this gift of grace. It doesn't matter if you're Presbyterian or Catholic or what your journey is. Each and every one of you are invited. Please wait for the ushers to dismiss your pew. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ give each one of you strength and peace this day and always. Let us pray. Faithful God, in this meal you have remembered your mercy, bringing heaven to earth in the body and blood of Christ. As we wait for the day when all your promises will be fulfilled, sustain us and strengthen us by this holy mystery. Guide us toward your promised future, coming to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
receive this blessing. God, the eternal Word, who dwells with us in Jesus and who holds us in the grace of the Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is near.